microphone here because a certain young lady wants to say a few things to us. A young lady called Molly. So here we are, Molly. One microphone. It's all yours, my love. It's working. It's working. Yes, you're all right.
Good morning. For everyone who doesn't know me, I am Molly. I'm the one that sort of floats around in my own little world. I just wanted to sort of talk a bit about myself because a lot of people don't know me and who I am and sort of how I've come to find God in my life and why I'm here. I'm a bit nervous, not much of a public speaker.
Don't be nervous. Just have to be patient with me.
I am one of two twins. And when I grow up, none of my family are into God. I've never really been, I never went to church, my family didn't go to church. My grandparents used to be religious, but they stopped their religion when I was a baby because something happened to my nan and she didn't believe in God anymore from that. So I've never really had an insight into God or anything like that. Always enjoyed a bit of Maori, and we used to have the pastor from St Mary's Church in Ely, he used to come and talk to us. So, and one day he did say something to me, and he said, he was telling me his story about how he found God. And he said, he just kept speaking to me. He'd come to me in a dream and he'd speak to me and he told me this is what I was supposed to do. I didn't think a lot of it. I was, like I said, I'm always in my own world. I never really paid attention to it. But I did think, I thought to myself, also I'm not meant to do what he does because if God was talking to me, then I would know. And so I sort of went from that, plodding through life and everything like that. But sometimes I'd get a bad day where I'd think, I think I was going to pop down to the church in Ely. I never did. But I always felt like I wanted to go and sort of see what was going on and that. But I'm just like everyone else. I've been from my teenagers and had, you know, really dark times, really bad struggles. And it's only recently, well, no, about a year ago, that I sort of started to feel back to my old self. I met a lad who his mum, who everyone knows, Mickey, she started going to church, and then when I had a really good conversation with her at the top of the stairs, and to me, I'm sorry, felt like I've been a bit cornered.
Nice one.
I started out going, oh, I love this church, and she was like, well, you know, it's that and that, and she felt a bit cornered, but it still made me go, oh, can I come to church with you? I want to see what's going on. But I had a really strong urge to come here, So I did. And at the beginning, it was sort of like, oh, I'm not sure, I don't know what everyone's on about. And I heard all these stories from people about how they found God. And I got quite ill, actually, after I first started coming here. I did. A couple of weeks in, and I was thinking, oh, yeah, this is really good, you know. And I started reading my Bible. Made the mistake of reading it in bulk and nothing going in, and I'm thinking, what's going on? But I did really start enjoying to read it when I got it bit by bit and it was going in and I was understanding it. But yeah, I did get quite ill. I found out I had celiac, gluten sensitivity, and I had to go to the hospital one night. And Brooke, one of the young girls in the ministry, she gave me a little glass cross. And I didn't even know it was in my pocket. It was in my back pocket, and I didn't even think about it. And we stood in the waiting area for the hospital to see the doctor. Must have been about 12 o'clock at night. And I pulled it out, and I looked at it, and no word of lie, it jumped off of my hand and smashed into millions of pieces. And me and my partner both looked at it, and we were like, oh my gosh, what's going on? So I went home, I was really, really, really poorly still, and Lucy came and had a chat with me, and she was like, it's alright, I had to struggle when I start going to the church, and I was like, what? You know, I still didn't quite understand it, but the more and more I come here, and the more experiences I have, the more, you know, I have never ever met anyone who has God in their life and is upset, or troubled, or sad, or, you know, everyone has a bad day. You know, we're all human. Things happen. Family happens. Friends happen. Yeah. It's one of them things, isn't it? But we went to She Will Rise at CRC in London, and I loved it. I went there. I let myself go. I just enjoyed it. And when I left, I was so buzzing and up and everything. And I was experiencing all these different things that everyone experiences. And I sort of started to know where everyone's coming from. And I would like some of my family, especially my sister, because she is going through a troubled time, to, you know, find God, because I think she would really benefit from a relationship with him. But she will. I think she will, but she's still got a bit of time on her hands. And I said something funny to my mum the other day. She's been she's never had a lot of money, and she's been really, really working for this new, brand new car that she wants. And she turned around to me the other day and she said, oh, you know, I only need this much and I'm going to get this car. And I said, well, you know, I'm going to pray for you, Mum, I'm going to pray for you. And she went, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then she went, oh, wait, you're being serious. I was like, yes, Mum, I'm not joking, I will pray for you. And then she sort of was like, oh, right, okay. But I have had debates with my family about it, and they have asked me questions which I don't always know how to answer it. And I think sometimes I look at Mum and think, you're a lost cause, aren't you? You're too set in that way to change. But no, I definitely think God brings a lot of comfort to my life. If I ever have a dark time or I'm troubled, and you know, you're not really alone, are you?
No.
So I just kind of wanted to tell you a little bit about myself. I'm not that unapproachable, so you can come and talk to me.
Thank you so much.
All the best,
Daniel. Wow.